that man who just left?
Boston Blackie, Myra. I want him to look at the diamond I'm buying tomorrow.
Well, John, you shouldn't have done that.
Why? Boston Blackie's the diamond expert. I want to be sure I'm getting the real thing before I pay for it. After all, I don't want to put $75,000 in a piece of glass.
Well, John, you shouldn't have let anyone know you have the diamond until you can put it in the vault. Well,
Boston Blackie can be trusted, Myra. And besides, I had this in my pocket all the time.
Oh, please put that gun away, John. It scares me.
All right, dear. But don't worry about anything. Blackie's the only one in town who knows the diamond is here.
I don't know why you trust him. I still wish you'd... Oh, that's probably Carolyn on the phone. Shall I tell her we'll join them for dinner tomorrow night?
Yes, why not? Tell her we'd be glad to. And while you're talking, I'll make out a list of people. I might turn this diamond over to
you. All right, dear. Hello?
Hello, Myra.
Yes, Carolyn, I was expecting you to call.
Oh, sorry it had to be so late, but Frank and I just got back from the country.
Well, how was it?
Wonderful, Myra. Now, about tomorrow...
Those were shots! John, dear, was it... John, darling, what happened? What's the matter? Oh, John, what is it? What is it? John, you're hurt.
He came in the door for the diamond. I shot him in the shoulder. I shot him first, and he shot me.
Who was it, John? Was it Boston Blackie?
Yes. It had to be.
It's summer money time. Yes, it's summer money time. Come to Beneficial now. It's summer money time.
Right now, it's summer money time at Beneficial Finance Company. Get the cash you want for a wonderful vacation, to clean up leftover bills, or for any good reason. You'll find the service just a little faster, just a little friendlier. And you get this beneficial extra, your own international credit card. Good for cash wherever you go.
Cash, just say the word, you're the boss. At Beneficial, where it's summer money time.
And now meet Dick Calmer as Boston Blackie. Enemy to those who make him an enemy. Friend to those who have no friend.
Gee, Blackie, it's a good thing that bullet went clean through your shoulder. You'd have had to see a doc. What did it to you, boss?
Let's give it, Johnny.
Hey, don't pull the bandage that tight.
Oh, I'm sorry, boss. Here, is this better?
Yeah, it's more like it. Shorty, you should have been a doctor.
Yeah, I'll help you on with your shirt.
No, I can do it, Shorty. There. That isn't too bad for an invalid, is it?
What tie you want to wear, boss?
You pick it out.
Okay. I'll get you that green one Miss Wesley gave you.
That should be Inspector Faraday.
Hey, you want to do a scrum all, boss?
No. Come in, Faraday. The door isn't locked.
Well, good morning, Blackie.
It was a good morning until you came along, Inspector. Pull up a straitjacket and make yourself at home.
Very good, Blackie. How are you feeling?
Fine, you'll be sorry to hear.
Really? So what's that pan of water for?
Goldfish. I'm going to give them a bath.
What's the towel there for?
To dry them. You think I want my goldfish to catch cold?
All right, Blackie. I'm taking you to headquarters for the murder of John Richards.
Same old Faraday, same old routine. The only thing that changes is the corpse and your apologies afterwards.
You're not going to wisecrack your way out of this one, Blackie. I know you're at Richards' house. I know you stole a diamond from him. And I know he shot you before you shot him. Because Richards talked before he died. He told his wife he put a slug in his killer.
Very interesting.
Where did he hit you, Blackie?
He didn't.
Oh, well. I thought I could bluff you. Congratulations, Blackie. Mind if I pat you on the back there?
Oh, hey, that's my shoulder.
Sure it is. And you jumped just now because you were shot in it last night. That gunshot wound in your shoulder is all the proof I need. Come on.
All right. So I do have a bullet wound in my shoulder. But not because Richard shot me.
Well, I suppose you shot yourself.
As a matter of fact, I did. I was up at Charlie Kingston's apartment last night. I was cleaning one of his guns. It went off accidentally.
That's a lie, Blackie. Now stop stalling and let's go.
Look, Faraday, don't be a sap, will you? If I had killed John Richards, would I be here in my apartment where you could find me?
Well, maybe not. But I'm going to check on that story about how you got shot.
Go ahead. Kingston will back me up.
Yeah, he'd better. Or I'm going to back up a paddy wagon and tuck you to sleep in a cell.
So long, Inspector.
Yeah, but maybe not for long.
Gee, Blackie, why did you tell me that?
Tell you what, Shorty?
That you got shot cleaning a gun at Charlie Kingston's.
Because I don't lie to you, Shorty.
Huh? Oh, well, gosh, gosh, Blackie, Inspector Friday's going to check with Kingston, maybe right away.
I know that. That's why I'm going to phone Charlie right away. Mabel, get me Trafalgar 19928, will you, like a good girl? I'll do it anyway you like, as long as I get the number.
Oh, I get it, Blackie. You're going to tell Charlie Kingston what to say, huh?
Shorty, you're brilliant.
I am?
Can I help?
Charlie, this is Blackie. Listen, Inspector Faraday is on his way up to see you.
What for?
He's going to ask you how I got a bullet wound in my shoulder. Now, I want you to tell him I got it cleaning a gun in your apartment last night.
But, Blackie, you weren't up here last night. How did
Thanks, Kingston. Blackie, don't hang up.
Well,
Blackie, who was that? I thought you were lying to me, Blackie. Blackie,
That's Inspector Faraday, Charlie. Never mind about the alibi now. Hang up.
All right, but call me back. You thought you could pull a fast one, Blackie.
Faraday, you're getting positively brilliant. Where are you?
Still in the building, pal. I thought you'd call Kingston to frame that phony alibi, so I cut in on your line from the switchboard down here. I'll stay where you are, Blackie.
Oh, sure, Inspector.
I'm coming up there to get you. And don't try to duck out on me, because I have two men right here in the lobby.
Open up! Open up, Blackie!
I'm coming, Inspector Friday.
Where's Blackie, Shorty?
Blackie? Who's Blackie?
Oh, fine. What's that trail of blood doing on the floor?
What blood? I don't see no blood.
It's going toward the kitchen and the back door, huh?
Oh, is it?
He can't get very far with that wound. I'll get him before he can reach the street.
Hey, Blackie, you can come out of the closet now.
Nice work, Shorty.
I didn't do nothing, boss. I just didn't tell him that was ketchup on the floor, not blood.
Poor old Faraday. I think I'd better go hide out at Mary's for a while, though. Uh-oh, now what?
Now it's the telephone.
I know that much. Hello?
Blackie, this is Mary.
Oh, Mary, I'm glad you called. You'll have to give me a hand. The police are after me.
Blackie, you'll have to give me a hand. Meet me. I'll be in a cab at Washington Road and 45th Street. Because the police are after me, too.
Have I kept you waiting long, Mary?
30 cents and 3 gray hairs worth, Blackie.
There. Wait a second. I want to close this window between the driver and us.
Okay, but hurry.
There. Now we can talk.
Why are the police after you?
First, let's hear why they're after you.
Well, it's because of Muttsy here.
Muttsy? Oh, that nice little pooch. Come up here, Muttsy.
Oh, no, Blackie. He'd better stay on the floor.
What's Muttsy done? Turned a corner without holding out his tail?
He bit a man last night. And he'd bitten people twice before I got him. The state law says if a dog bites people 3 times, it has to be destroyed. And, Blackie, I just can't let them do that to Muttsy.
Do you know who put in the complaint about being bitten?
Yeah. A man named Robert Washburn. He said Muttsy bit him last night. But, Blackie, wasn't Muttsy with you last night?
For a while. I took him with me when I went to see John Richards.
Wait a minute. I heard over the radio this morning that John Richards was murdered last night.
That's why the police are looking for me.
Oh, Blackie.
No, Blackie is right. The police are looking for a guy with a bullet wound in his shoulder, and I'm the guy.
Darling, you've been shot?
Oh. Yes, but don't ask me how. Right after I got outside Richard's house, somebody slugged me.
Well, was Muttsy with you then?
Yes, and he's a fine watchdog. He watched all right. He watched me get hit over the head. When I came to, I found out I'd been shot in the shoulder.
Yes, but how and who shot you?
I don't know, unless I walked around in a daze after I was slugged. Actually did try to rob Richards and was shot then.
Well, I guess I better worry about the dog myself. You have more of a problem than I have.
Oh, no, we can't let Muttsy down. We'll go see this watchman and try to get him to withdraw the charge.
Yes, but what do we do with Muttsy? I can't let a policeman see him.
Oh, say, there's a dog show at the stadium. Take him down there and enter him. Nobody will think of looking there for him. Muttsy's a dog, isn't he?
Well, to tell you the truth, Blackie, sometimes I'm not so sure.
Yes?
I'd like to see Robert Washburn, please.
Who is calling?
Miss Wesley and Boston Blackie.
I'll see if he's in.
It's about the dog that bit him.
Oh, yes. Won't you come in?
Thank you.
Right this way.
Was Mr. Washburn bitten badly, do you know?
I couldn't say, miss. All I know is he was bitten. You know the dog?
He's my dog.
Oh, I'm sorry. You can see Mr. Washburn in the library. Here.
Yes?
The owner of that dog is here to see you, Mr. Washburn.
Oh, yes. Have him come in.
Go right in.
Thanks. Go ahead, Mary.
Thank you, Blackie.
Oh, two of you. Which one of you...
It's my dog, Mr. Washburn.
Oh, sorry I had to run in with him, Miss...
Miss Wesley, Mary Wesley. And this is Boston Blackie.
Oh, yes, Boston Blackie, I've heard of you.
We were wondering if you'd withdraw your charge against Miss Wesley's dog, Mr. Washburn. You see, the dog has bitten people twice before. If you won't withdraw the charge, the law of the state says he has to be destroyed.
Oh, I'm awfully sorry. If I'd known that, I certainly wouldn't have complained. But I did get a rather nasty bite, as you can see by the size of the bandage, and I do use my right hand a lot.
Oh, I'm so sorry about that, Mr. Washburn.
I'm sorry, too, Miss Wesley, but I'm afraid the damage is done. The complaint went right to the police. If I'd only known...
I'm afraid Mr. Washburn is right, Mary. There isn't anything he can do now.
Well, I guess not.
No hard feelings?
None at all, Mr. Washburn. And we'll shake on that.
Oh, good enough. Good enough. Well, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Well, I guess that's that.
Mary, did you notice when I shook hands with Washburn, he gave me his bandaged hand?
So?
So I squeezed it as hard as I could, and he didn't wince. That means Muttsy never bit him.
Oh, but that doesn't make any sense.
It may make a lot of sense if we can find out why Washburn wants Muttsy killed. Look, you go to the dog show, and I'll meet you there. I'm going to see Mrs. Richards and find out who might have been after her husband's diamond. Then maybe I'll know how I got shot and when I got shot and who shot me.
Okay, kids, let's get ready to sing the Nationwide Auto Insurance jingle.
Hi.
Hi.
You're new around here, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Say, you know about this Nationwide Auto Insurance we're singing about?
I sure do. The best and not expensive.
Oh, yeah?
Nationwide Auto Insurance gives you all the coverage you need. Mm-hmm.
But,
Nationwide doesn't cut insurance at real low cost.
No kidding. Mm-hmm.
So good, over 2.25 million by Nationwide.
Hey, you know a lot about it.
Well, I should. I'm a vice president with the company.
And you're doing the jingle?
Well, I just can't resist singing.
Nationwide Auto Insurance, your best buy. By far, Nationwide, always the best for you and your car.
And now back to Boston Blackie. Boston Blackie has been shot in the shoulder. How, he doesn't know. What's more, Mary Wesley has a problem, too. Her dog, Muttsy, is in trouble with the law for biting a man who, it is discovered later, has not been bitten. Unable to find the answer to either of these two puzzling problems, Blackie has sent Mary to hide Muttsy at the dog show and has gone to see Mrs. John Richards, wife of a man killed and robbed of a valuable diamond last night. As we continue our story, Blackie is at the door of the Richards home.
I'd like to speak to Mrs. Richards, please.
Oh, I'm sorry. She's not seeing anyone.
Tell her Boston Blackie is here. In fact, tell her the two of us are here, me and this gun.
Oh.
It's all right if I come in now, isn't it?
Oh, yes, of course.
That's better. Where's Mrs. Richards?
She's in the den, there.
Thanks. And you stay right over there. Don't move and don't scream. You won't be hurt. Now stay way over there and be quiet.
How dare you open the door?
In case you don't know me, Mrs. Richards, I'm Boston Blackie.
What do you want?
I did want to ask you a few questions, but I think they're already answered. That's a very lovely diamond you have in your hand, Mrs. Richards.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, yes, you do. I got a glimpse of it. Open your hand.
No, please, don't come near me.
I'll just have to do it myself. There. That's better.
Drop that gun, Blackie. Drop it.
Faraday. Okay. Happy now, Faraday?
You don't know how happy.
Oh, Inspector Faraday, I'm so glad you got here when you did. This is the man who killed my husband.
I know it, Mrs. Richards.
And now he has the nerve to come here and try to sell me my husband's diamond. You see? He has it in his hand.
Faraday, I can explain everything now.
Blackie, I knew the day would come and I really had you cold, and this is it. I'll take that diamond. I'll have one of my men take you down to headquarters. Well, where's your sense of humor, Blackie? No joke about the electric chair?
Sure, very funny joke about the electric chair, Inspector. It's killing me. Well, I made it here, Mary, but I had to slip out of a pair of handcuffs and away from one of Faraday's cops who was taking me to headquarters. How's the dog show, Mary?
I don't know, Blackie. I haven't had a chance to see it.
Well, they ought to let you see it. You have a dog in it, don't you?
That's just it. They wouldn't let Muttsy in. I hid him in a trash basket. But, Blackie, I found out something about Mr. Washburn. The reason he knew he could have Muttsy killed is that the doorman at my apartment house told him Muttsy had already bitten two people.
Well, that explains plenty. Come on, let's get Muttsy and take him with us.
Where are we going now?
Well, I went to see our friend Mrs. Richards, and that charming lady turned out to have the diamond she reported stolen from her husband.
You don't suppose Mrs. Richards killed her husband, do you?
I don't know. Her husband had that diamond on approval only. It wasn't paid for yet. She may have tried to steal it from him and had to kill him when she was caught. It's worth a lot of money, you know.
Well, here's where Muttsy's hidden. Reach down under the papers, will you, and you'll find him.
Okay. Yeah, I have him. Now, check out Muttsy.
Oh, what a sweet puppy, not a bark out of you. And Mr. Washburn said you nipped him.
What do you expect, Mary? Don't you know a biting dog never barks?
Blackie, you haven't said a word for 5 minutes. Can't you talk while you drive?
Well, sure I can, but I'm thinking about what a crazy mess this is, Mary.
Yeah, it is strange, everything about it. Will you sit still, Muttsy, and stop jumping around?
I wish this case would hold still for a minute. First, I get hit on the head by someone I'd never see. Then I wake up with a bullet hole in my shoulder, and then someone wants your dog killed when he did absolutely nothing.
Yes, and let's not forget Mrs. Richards turning up with a diamond supposedly stolen.
I'm hoping to clear that little matter up right now. Richards' house is just a few blocks away.
Muttsy!
Hey, Muttsy, come back here!
Muttsy jumped out the window!
Yeah, I saw him. It's too late to stop him.
Muttsy's running down that other road. We can catch him. Muttsy!
Let's not catch him, Mary. Let's follow him.
Follow him?
Why? I won't know why until Muttsy gets where he's going. And then maybe I'll get somewhere on this case myself.
Muttsy went into the woods right here, Blackie. And there he is. Look, he's digging.
I hope he hasn't been reading those phony stories about buried treasure.
Blackie, he is digging. Muttsy, what are you digging for?
Oh, don't make him stop to answer that. Now he's doing all right.
Look. Look, he's pulling something out of that hole.
Well, I'll be... Mary, it's a man's jacket.
Here, Muttsy. Here, Muttsy boy. Give it to me.
Nice boy, Muttsy. Nice boy. And maybe nice going.
Oh, Blackie, there's blood on it.
And a bullet hole in the left shoulder. In just about the same spot I was shot. Let's see what else. No labels or identification on this jacket anywhere. Should have expected that. But wait, here's something in the sleeve.
Looks like a dry cleaner's tag.
Yes, it is.
What good is that to us, Blackie? The police are the only ones who can trace cleaner's marks without going all over town.
I know, but Faraday can use his files and find whose mark this is in 30 minutes. And, Mary, this is one time I'm going to be glad to let Faraday take me to the cleaners.
Come in.
I've been waiting for you to get back to the office, Inspector Faraday.
Any trace of Blackie yet?
No. But a half hour ago, a boy brought this package, a note. The note says... Hey, here, read it.
This will give you absolute proof that Boston Blackie killed John Richards. What's in the package?
A blood-stained jacket with a bullet hole in the left shoulder. Only identification is a cleaner's tag.
Well, take the cleaner's tag to the files and check it.
I already did, Inspector. It's from the Johnson Taylor Shop, 1157 West Main Street.
Okay, Alan, thanks. Now, if anyone's looking for me for the next hour, I'll be at the Johnson Taylor Shop pressing my case against Boston Blackie.
This must be it. Johnson Cleaners, 1157 West Main.
Don't move, Faraday. I have a gun in your back.
Blackie, where did you come from?
I've been following you all the way from headquarters. Thanks for finding the cleaners for me. Without your help, it would have taken me weeks.
Smart guy, aren't you? You'll be behind bars by morning.
Maybe, but I'm behind this gun right now. You'll come inside the cleaners with me, and I'm doing the talking. Understand?
Okay. Okay.
All right, go on. Go inside and behave yourself.
So help me, Blackie. I'll...
I'm doing the talking, pal, remember?
Something I can do for you, gentlemen?
Yes, there is, Mr. Johnson. I'm Inspector Faraday of the police.
Oh, the police. Yes?
And this is my assistant, plainclothesman Jones. Is that right, Jones?
Yes.
Say yes, sir, Jones.
Yes, sir.
Johnson, we've traced a possible murder clue to your store here. This jacket. Isn't that right, Jones?
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, sir.
Why, yes, that jacket was cleaned by us. I remember it now. I can check on who brought it in, but I'll have to look in my book.
Well, look fast. We don't have much time.
It's right over here. Yes, yes. Here it is. The address is 915 Brookville Road.
The name?
Robert Washburn.
Look, Faraday, I've given you my gun. Now, let me go to Washburn's with you.
So you can mess things up there? Not a chance, Blackie.
Mess things up? I'm the only one who can straighten them out. Now, look, I know the whole story now.
Yeah. Tell it to me sometime when I can't sleep.
Faraday, get this. Washburn slugged me as I was leaving Richard's house last night. Then he tried to rob Richards, only Richards didn't want to be robbed and shot first.
Who did he shoot? Himself? He's dead, remember?
He shot Washburn, and then Washburn shot and killed him. He didn't wait to grab the diamond he came for, he just scrammed.
Leaving the diamond, huh?
Sure. Mm-hmm. That's how Mrs. Richards happened to have it.
Yeah.
It wasn't paid for yet, so she thought she'd just keep it and report it stolen. Well, that's not important, though.
Tell me what is.
The fact that Washburn came out of the house, found me unconscious, and fired a bullet into my shoulder. Just in case Richards had lived long enough to say he had shot his murderer. Only Washburn didn't figure on Mutsy.
Yeah. Whoever he is.
He's a dog, and he was with me last night. Chances are he followed Richards when he went out to bury that jacket Mr. Johnson just identified. Richards must have tried to kill the dog then, but couldn't, and so decided on having the state do the job for him.
In other words, I'm supposed to find a bullet wound in Washburn.
That's right.
Okay, but I'm going up there alone. Now, you wait in your apartment with two of my men. And if Washburn isn't wounded, believe me, your pride is going to be.
Golly, Blackie, shouldn't the inspector have seen Mr. Washburn by now?
I should think so. He said he'd call as soon as he finished with him.
Oh, I wonder if your theory's right.
It has to be right, and Faraday has to find that bullet wound in Washburn's shoulder. I'm sure of it.
Oh, maybe this is the inspector.
I hope so. Hello?
Blackie, this is Faraday.
Well, shall I tell your police guard and go home now?
No.
What's the matter? Can't you find Washburn?
I found Washburn, all right. Maybe his hand is bandaged, but there's not a mark on him, much less a bullet wound. Now, Blackie,
wait a minute, Faraday. Is the man you saw short, fat, and a little bald?
Yeah. The butler took me in to see him.
Oh, you dope. You didn't talk to Washburn. You saw his butler. Washburn switched with him. Grab the guy pretending to be the butler, and you'll have Washburn, bullet wound and all.
Hey, are you kidding?
Is the butler tall, dark, with a mustache?
Yeah.
Grab him. That's Washburn. I'll hold the phone.
Oh, okay. Blackie. For a minute, I was too scared to breathe.
I wasn't exactly relaxed myself. Golly, lucky I remembered that butler. Faraday's visit would have tipped Washburn. He was wise to him. And he'd skipped.
But, Blackie, what if Washburn doesn't have a bullet wound either?
Oh, you would think of that.
Do you want me to pack a few things for you?
No, thanks. The state is very nice about providing clothing.
Hello? Hello, Blackie. Blackie, this is Faraday.
Well?
I grabbed the butler.
Well?
It was Washburn, all right. I grabbed him fast, and he talked fast. He had a bullet wound in his shoulder. It happened just the way you said it did. Sorry, Blackie.
Sorry, Faraday? About what?
Sorry it wasn't you. I really had all the evidence I needed.
Yes, I know, Faraday. But don't forget, as usual, it was all wrong. Goodbye, Inspector.
Oh, Blackie, I'm so happy.
Think I'm not?
Mutsy, don't scratch the floor like that, please.
I think he's trying to dig for something again, Mary. Last time he dug, he got a bone as his reward.
Well, stop digging, Mutsy, and I'll buy you a steak. Oh.
Good boy, Mutsy. We'll make it a big steak.
Oh, not that big, Blackie. Steak is awfully expensive.
Yes, but after what he's done for us, we're going to see that tonight Mutsy is one dog who is going to put on the dog.